All those drop passes, did that come as just a complete shock to you?
No, most of them were contested. You know, when you get tight coverage, you're playing a lot of press man-to-man coverage. You have to create some separation. And when you get contested throws and contested balls, you have to reach out and pluck them with your hands. When you let them get to you, defense has a better opportunity to make a play on the ball, and you have less of a chance to come up with it.
But in your grading, you graded those as drops or as contested or as, you know?
Yeah, drops.
Drops, okay.
Yes.
So what about the fact that there's the lack of separation there?
You know, it starts with fundamentals and goes into being physical. And we're going to see the same thing this week. We're going to see, you know, physical corners. We're going to have to do a good job at the line of scrimmage, getting those guys off their grass. We're going to have to be physical with them and create some separation at the top of the routes.
I know this is a million-dollar question. How do you get a fast start?
How do we get a fast start? Goes into your week of preparation. This is a short week. So we need to hunker down. We didn't do that last week. We felt going into to halftime that we could have had 10, 14 points on the board. That was disappointing. We didn't take advantage of our opportunities. But that's behind us now. We need to finish up the week well and be ready to cash in on Sunday.
It was pretty noticeable you took more chances down the field in the passing game the other night. They didn't obviously connect. Is that something you're going to stick with, or do you feel like that was just
Every week's a different week. You put together a plan that you think gives you the best chance to win, obviously, and we felt that gave us a chance to win. That, you know, we did a nice job in protection early up front, and we had some chances down the field to make some throws and make some catches, and we didn't come up the way we'd like to. We have 8 games left. We have a big one this week, and we need to take advantage and execute better this week.
I guess what I'm asking is, do you shy away from it because they didn't connect?
Or? Never, no. Never. Yeah, you don't ever go into a game scared. You know, you go in and trust your plan, trust your preparation, and you know, we hit those throws and made those plays in practice last week, and so we're gonna practice hard, take care of the execution, the fundamentals, and the physicality this week in practice, and go out and expect to execute on Sunday.
Is there any pattern to what's going wrong in the opening drives? I mean, there's been 8. None of them have been what you'd probably call successful.
We need to start faster. We need to come out of the gate with some energy, with some confidence, with some enthusiasm. And there are times we felt that we've moved the ball early. We just didn't finish off drives.
Has it made you week to week rethink like what you want to put in those in that sequence of plays? And you know, have you had to? I mean, scoring first is obviously an important thing. Has it made you reconsider what you're doing week to week?
Yeah, starting fast is important. We put time into it. Finishing strong is more important. But at the same point in time, we sure would like to start faster, and we need to do a better job there. But every game is a different game, and you don't go in with the same set of plays for each game to start out with. You have some things you hang your hat on. A lot of the times it's been third down conversions, whether they've been we've been behind the chains a little bit early or just haven't started out quickly on first and second down the way we'd like.
Some teams have you know, the Packers, I think, in the early in the season, did not throw at Richard Sherman once. Or, you know, did not throw at the person who he was lined up against once. What's your philosophy? You have to play your game, or do you have to stay away from him? What's your feeling about that?
If I would tell you my feeling about that, that would help the opponent. Yeah, we go in and we look at all the one-on-one matchups, as well as the scheme the opponent plays and how you do, you know, what you hang your hat on and how it matches up with how they play. Everything's looked at.
How do you think your receivers, you know, coming off a rough game, match up against this secondary?
Hopefully hungry.
Talking about the running game, do you think there's going to be more of an effort to get Peyton Hillis, maybe even Michael Cox involved this week to get you guys going on the ground?
Yeah, we're going to use all our guys. We have a lot of faith in Andre, and he's going to get an opportunity to run the ball again, as well as the other two guys, and we're going to use them all.
seemed like Odell got a little bit more opportunities in the slot. You were moving him around. Did you like what you saw from him on Monday night?
He's a young receiver. Like I said earlier in the year, he hasn't practiced a lot, but he's very conscientious. He works, stays late, and puts the time in to learn all the spots, not just conceptually, but how to run things. And we have a lot on his plate, and he's responded well.
Did Corey show enough to sort of get into the rotation a little earlier in games?
It was good to see Corey come out and make some plays. Yeah.
So, but does that earn more playing time, more snaps, more opportunities?
We'll evaluate that as we get closer to the game. We just had one day of practice, and you know, the last game as well as that week of practice determines playing time. But he certainly did show up and make some nice plays.
Do you see things from Andre that encourage you in terms of progress?
Yes, I think he made a nice play in the passing game, you know, coming out of the backfield on a burst and, you know, making a nice catch and turning it upfield, breaking a tackle and almost getting it in the end zone. When we get him cleanly to the second level, you know, he does a nice job there. And we need to do a better job up front. I need to do a better job. And we need to get him some clean looks at some runs.
In terms of getting cleanly to the second level, is much of that on him? Or is it on the blocking?
It's a combination. Yeah, it's a combination of everything. It's the, you know, combination up front with the tight ends, with the offensive line, you know, with the play caller, and with the backs. So it's a combination of everyone.